Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. You can jump in at any point in any place during the course of this dialogue, as the Let's Face the Issues broadcast is designed around you, our listeners. We invite your inquiry. We invite your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Love to hear from you. What are your positions and how do you stand on what we see taking place in America? Do you think it's overkill, if you want to use that term, with the federal government jumping into the morals, the ethics, and the values, passing rules, regulations by fiat, executive orders, and passing legislation that's literally legislating immorality, legislating things that are unethical, unbiblical, unholy, and ungodly that's being forced upon us? Do you believe, as I do, ladies and gentlemen, that as a result of the COVID pandemic, that the federal government discovered, the state federal government combined, discovered that they could force churches to close, that they could force businesses to close, that they could force the citizens to bow and to bend, and therefore that's given them the green light to come across and make the decisions on what they want to force us to do as a nation? We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the demise of a free nation. We're watching the destruction, the evisceration of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights therein. Ladies and gentlemen, just as we see taking place with Disney, and the thing that I've said is to boycott them, defund Disney, defund them, boycott them. I'm looking at an article that said Moms of Liberty vows to boycott. Disney has severely underestimated Florida's parents. This article is dated April the 6th. As the battle between Walt Disney Company and Florida rages on, the co-founders of Moms for Liberty are calling for a boycott, saying Disney has severely underestimated Florida parents. On March 28, 2022, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Florida's Parents' Rights in Education Bill, House Bill 1557, inaccurately branded by the liberal opponents as Don't Say Gay. Prohibits Florida educators from teaching anything about sexual orientation or gender identity to children kindergarten through the third grade. The law goes further, enabling parents to sue if they believe schools or instructors have violated the law in doing so. Further, it goes on to talk about Moms for Liberty co-founder Tiffany Justice told Fox News in a March 30th interview, that she found that to be striking language coming from a company that targets audience of our children. Parents, quote, parents are not going to put up with this nonsense, Justice told the Epoch Times. We're watching woke corporations chip away at our parental rights, so we're not going to stand out on the streets with a boycott Disney sign. We're going to do what we need to do as parents across the country to make sure that we spend our money with companies that align with our values, and sexualization of our children is not a value that we hold in America. We do not believe that it is an appropriate thing to do for any adult, and doing so should be punished. We're in a war, and our moms are going to do what they're going to do when it comes to organizing and businesses that support the grooming against the businesses that support the grooming of our children and sexualization of our kids. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole administration today, as one writer puts it, that's obsessed with the transgender movement and the fluidity of sex and sexualization of our children. This article says, Biden's trans obsession, a tough fact to follow. Joe Biden, this is by Tony Perkins, Joe Biden did warn us when he ran for president, there was a lot of issues that his campaign happily downplayed. Transgender extremism wasn't one of them. From the tweets of town hall, Biden couldn't have made it any clearer that he will be bringing the LGBTQ focus with him to the White House. The media tried to run interference, insisting that Biden's words had been twisted or printed by conservatives and lying alarmists. Now, a year and a half into the administration's gender-twisting twilight zone, we know who was lying, and it wasn't Joe Biden. The article goes further. The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child can decide, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think it would be like. It would be like making a life, making life a whole lot easier, this writer says. That should be a zero discrimination. And so I promise that there's no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter or your son. This is what Biden is saying, ladies and gentlemen. Further says, year and a half later, the fact checkers are like cats in a litter box. Because now Biden's team is just supporting sex change for children, and they want your tax dollars to pay for it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a major, major push today. But as we see these things taking place, listen very carefully. It's not just a political issue. It's not just a societal issue. It's not just something that's being done by the fruitcakes in Washington. It is the fundamental focus and causative factor coming out of our churches and out of our pulpits across America today. Therein lies the problem. Judgment begins at the house of God, the scripture says. We need to start making a determination of what is the cause and what are the effects based on what we see taking place. In fact, two of the top leading Christian advocates in America just made a statement recently. In fact, it was Dr. James Dobson that made the statement that it was horrible and what was taking place with destroying our kids and their morals and their ethics and their values in relationship to that. Looking at an article that says, top Christians rip Biden for the outrageous and vile attack against our precious kids. Franklin Graham and Dr. James Dobson says it's morally despicable or abhorrent, physically repulsive, and of little worth or account of what he is doing. Last week, Biden and his administration released two agency documents designed to enable and encourage boys and girls to castrate themselves chemically and surgically while calling it a form of supportive health care. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that could be any more asinine, any more ludicrous than making that kind of statement. I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that as we see this taking place, it's demoralizing and destroying the foundation of our great nation. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to touch on this, then we'll take our next caller. Looking at an article that says, number of Americans use of the Bible drops off the cliff. This article is a frightening summary of what is taking place in America that gives us the indication and the cause behind what we're seeing coming out of Washington and many of our state departments and the state offices today that's destroying our morals and ethics and values. This article says in 1 year, 26, hear this carefully, ladies and gentlemen, in 1 year, 26 million reduced or stopped any interaction with the Bible. You heard that right. Dated April the 8th, 2022. The Democrats in power in Washington, the pro-abortionist, the pro-LGBTQ, anti-parent, anti-Christian rights agenda is surging. Church attendance is down. And the number of Americans who use the Bible dropped off the cliff last year. That's the conclusion of the State of the Bible, USA 2022, by the American Bible Society. In every study, this quote, in every study since 2018, Bible users have accounted for between 47 and 49% of American adults, the survey found. However, the 2022 data showed a 10% decrease for the same time of 2021. That means that nearly 26 million Americans reduced or stopped any interaction with the scripture in the past year. This article says 1 in 5 Americans left scripture engaged category in the past year. It continued with its findings. In fact, the change in feelings and behaviors over the last six times larger than the change in their connection to God. The article further states, no matter how sincerely we wish they would go away, COVID-19 pandemic, political polarization, and other disruptions are still affecting our nation. There can be little doubt that the COVID-19 pandemic has seriously disrupted America's behavior, including their relationship with churches, the church communities, and with the epicenter of their behaviors, for the most part, for American Christians. The polling also found that those who think that the nation would be, listen, the polling also found that those who think that the nation would be better off without the Bible remain the same as a year ago at 14% of the number who think that the same rose from 33 to 41%. That's the number of people in America that think that America would be okay if we did not have a Bible. And while 10% of respondents use the Bible daily, a stunning 60% say they never opened the Bible. A further statement in this article, a significant number of people say they never seem to have enough time to read the Bible, but we also find that the attitudes are changing. This year, more people say that America would stay the same or about the same if one read the Bible. Decision Magazine reported on the issue. In light of the growing Bible illiteracy, Ed Stetzer, executive director of the Billy Graham Center at Wheaton College, wrote in February, at thechurchleader.com, the Bible is ultimately a book of reality. It reveals God's character and purpose in the world for us. It tells us who we are and our greatest need. Good preaching helps people yearn to understand the Bible in this way. While we can't assume people love and know the Word, we can be clear in communicating its message and confidence in the power to change lives. But the greatest problem, the article goes on to say, is the lack of preaching the Word of God from the pulpits in our churches across America. So, ladies and gentlemen, who's at fault? Who's the baseline, bottom line causer with these issues in America? I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood, and God bless you for speaking up in these times. Thanks a lot for what you're doing, and God bless his faithful servants who are speaking up. We do have them, and praise God, it is even a consolation. I am seeing it, what all you're talking about here now is that evil, we're looking at evil in full bloom. It has been coming on little by little over the years, and now it has reached a place now where it is the stench has reached up to us now. Can you imagine what it is to Almighty God? We're looking at a time when, well, the canceling out, as you are mentioning, God has been put aside completely, and you should know that that wouldn't work. Because of people who reject God and turn their back on God, that's it. And I think this is a wake-up. What's going on now with the Putin rising up in strength and immorality, evil, and we are all in it, viewing it with concern, is the outcome. It's where we are. It's where things have reached because of rejecting God and His Word. And we're looking at people who are determined to have their own way, who have, you know, put God aside completely and fully determined to have their own way. We know that, like Hillary Clinton, we heard it a long time, that she said the children don't belong to the parents, they belong to the state. And that is the policy that is in their minds. And they want to have their own way. People are determined to do as they like and please themselves. And then this is the outcome. People believe, we're talking about first grade and second grade, 7, 8-year-old kids. And we know, in a sense, kids are innocent right up into the early teens, right up, apart from what the environment do to them.
God. Absolutely.
Right, and now we but there is worse, really, beyond it. That I'm understanding that people make a lot of money. There are people, the porn industry, the multi-billion, that there are people who make a lot of money right here to get us to where we are now. They want freedom to abuse children, the porn industry. All of it is there now to destroy what we see coming out in the schools, and COVID allow it to reach the homes so that parents could get to be aware of what was happening to their kids in schools. It has been this is what is going on. We hear about the sex trafficking and trafficking, human trafficking kids, that people want to have freedom to do as they like, and they are determined, and you are speaking out. Thank God for you, and thank God for his faithful servants who are speaking out.
Amen. Lily, thank you so much. You're exactly right. What we see taking place today is the sexualization of our kids, the demoralization of our nation, the undermining and the annihilation of our fundamental foundations that we have from our founding fathers, and the Judeo-Christian values in our nation, all are being eviscerated. And part and parcel of that, the problem with that, that I believe is the causative factor of that, is that we have failed in our churches to preach the whole counsel of God. What God's Word says, and what God's Word says about sin, and what God's Word says that we ought to do. And I believe the whole bottom line is, as I see it, is that the federal government discovered that they could give a fiat notice without any constitutional right to do so, and churches would close, people would be silent, businesses would close, et cetera, et cetera. And so they have found that that works, and they're going to be flexing their muscles in the future to enforce the total evisceration and the destruction of our constitutional liberties and of our constitutional republic, to make us into a woke society and develop America into, or devolve America into, part of the globalist one world order. Lily, thank you so much for your observation and for your spot on statements in relationship to what we see happening. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that we see perilous times that have arrived. Perilous times, that word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, and those times are here today, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, to show you how wicked and how demoralized our nation has gotten, in the state of California, one of the cities, this article says, California city to give universal income to all transgender non-binary residents. The only qualification that is required, ladies and gentlemen, to get a check of $900 a month is to be transgender non-binary. This article says, Palm Springs, California. California city is planning to give a universal basic income, UBI, to all transgender and non-binary residents. Transgender residents in Palm Springs, California are eligible to receive $900 per month solely for identifying as transgender or non-binary with no strings attached. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to qualify for it. You don't have to have a lack of income for it. You can take mega millionaires or those that are making several hundred thousand dollars a year. That's inconsequential. They can still get $900 a month from the treasurer, where the taxpayers in Palm Springs, California, paying their tax money. They will get that check simply by being a sodomite, a transgender, an LGBTQ advocate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that they will not have hundreds, if not thousands, that will sign up for that funds, for that funding, and for that money? Says Palm Springs Mayor Lisa Middleton, who is transgender, said the municipality's universal basic income program could not work over the scale. Over 37 million Americans living below the poverty line, she says, need some of the income also. They're starting with that, with the sodomite agenda, and they want to then expand it, ladies and gentlemen, so that it will make a total social welfare community where everybody sits down, do nothing, in order to draw a paycheck from the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fact that we have a nation today that's being undermined and destroyed by morals and ethics and values, and it's a lack, L-A-C-K, of power in the pulpits in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things we see on the horizon today is the absolute evisceration of the American dollar, the U.S. currency. And we'll talk about that in just a moment, because when we see our medical care in the hands of the federal government, when we see that there is a focus that if once you reach a certain age, they start reducing your medical care and your prescription pharmaceutical ability, or care through your medical and drug use, talking about regular doctor administered drugs, not talking about the illicit drugs. When we see all of that taking place, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that what we see is our lives in the hands of the federal government. And the federal government is now in the process and in the position that we're about to see our dollars, our U.S. dollars, the greenbacks, be totally eviscerated and wiped out. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, yeah, brother. It's very sad what's going on in this nation, starting from the Black House with this imposter in the White House. He's talking about, he made a video, I don't know if you heard about it, affirming those parents or minor kids from age 3 to age 12.
Yes.
Oh, he wants everybody to be affirming, exploring which sex do they belong to. And he's telling the parents, literally, you need to affirm those kids. If their boy feels like a girl, instead of instructing him and guiding, you know, because that's the role of the father. The Bible says instruct the child, you know what I mean, in the ways of the Lord. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. So our job as parents, let's forget us about Christians. You know, we are here to guide and instruct our kids, secular and Christian. You know what I mean? That's a nature, by nature. But this guy in the White House and all the anti-America liberals, they want to take that right from the parents. Since when do they feel that authority? I mean, who gave it that authority? Look at Disney. Who do they think they are? But I think one of the problems that we have, brother, is that I don't call that affirmative action. It's the opposite. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people in the Disney video that they feel rejected. They minorities, and they got that victim mentality. So in order to make out for whatever wrong it was done to them so many years ago, they want to include all kind of perversion, and they're trying to go after the kids. And to me, that's very vile, wicked, and evil. What
yes.
person in the normal brain is trying to push kids 10 years? They don't know anything about those things. They think it's in plain. They still think about superheroes. They think about all those little things as a normal kid. But these people want to sexualize them at a young age. To me, that's sickening. You think about that, brother. But the worst thing is just people in the high places or Disney. If these people are so vile, wicked, and evil, they had no business being in the board of directors on Disney. But I think that's the they want to be sensitive to the minorities. And I'm a Hispanic myself, but I don't care if that's my brother that is there. He's doing that nonsense. He needs to be removed, because to me, they got a mentally and sexually problem in their head, and they need to be mentally evaluated. You want to go to a park to enjoy the day on the park with your family. I don't need you to push your agenda. I don't care what you do behind closed doors. Do what you want to do as an adult. I don't care. We're going to pray for you to come to repentance. But now they came out of the closet. Before, the mantra was, oh, we're not harming nobody. We're not going, let us do. Okay. They came out of the closet. That was the lie. We're not going to harm anybody. Now they're harming the kids. And now they want you and me to be silent. And
yes.
My other question to you, brother, is where are the big Christian groups protesting and making speeches against this evil mentality that is running pretty much a lot of companies?
Jose, you hit the nail on the head, Jose, when you asked that question, because I have said silence no more. We need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen. We need to be verbal, victorious in our speech and our proclamation of the truth of the Word of God from our pulpits and from every street corner in our nation. But we have silence. As a result of that, we have churches today. I'm looking at one where a church is advocating the white wokeness for Lent season, they said. A church woke spin on Lent includes fasting for whiteness, music based on Native American tradition and not on white. They go on to say that they're not going to have any music that's written by a white person. They're not going to sing any songs it was written by a white person, etc. It's all going to be of other nationalities and races. We are focused on everything but the Word of God, Jose, and as a result of that, we're watching our nation being eviscerated, the foundations being destroyed. It's time, I believe, for Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen before it's eternally too late. But you're exactly right. Jose, thank you so much for your insight, for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Thank you so much. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, would you go ask a comment, please?
It's amazing that the culture, the leftist dominated academia, leftist dominated municipalities, cities, states across the United States have moved from promotion to paid recruitment when it comes to perversion. And, you know, you just pointed out what's going on in Palm Springs, but and the actual payment for an individual. So you're incentivizing an individual that may be straight and morally upright to go down and say, yeah, I fit within this LGBTQIAP so I can get my $900 a month or however much it is.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's a bonus because, like you were saying, there's no means testing or anything like that. You can be pulling down a six-figure salary and say, hey, if I check this box, say that who can check you out to see whether or not you're LGBTQIAP. If your proclivities happen to be perverse, who can check that out? You know, but beyond that, to prove that it is a promotion. A recruitment that has worked generationally, we can go back to your boomers, your baby boomers, according to it's not Barna, but Washington Post just listed this survey. Your baby boomers identify 0.8% supposedly claim that they are LGBTQIAP.
You there? I believe we lost Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the major, major problems that we see today is because of the lack of power in the pulpits. We're watching things go haywire, if you want to use that term. Looking at an article that says, will America be hit with food shortages? Looking at another article that talks about Saudi Arabia may have just triggered the Armageddon for the U.S. dollar. Another one says, global powers take the next step to dethrone the U.S. dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching while we're seeing the Biden administration pushing the sodomite agenda. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, everything else with the focus off of it, everything taking place with the U.S. dollar about to be destroyed because of the petrodollar being changed, and with Saudi Arabia, with China, with Russia, and other nations now coming on board to abandon the U.S. dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not an economist, but I can tell you if these things take place as we're watching them take place today with the U.S. dollar, you give us another 3 to 6 months, another year at the most, our U.S. economy will absolutely crumble in the dust of yesteryear because we're not preaching and teaching the truth of the Word of God on the pulpits to have Americans, Christians, conservatives, and patriots to stand up, speak up, and be heard and be seen. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, perilous times that are here. That means dark, dangerous, devastating. We need to turn back to God. We need to seek God's face, confess our sins, and ask God to heal our lands. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.